Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Huang in Vietnam about how to think in English. Dear teacher, people say that to speak English fluently, you need to think in English. So, how can I think in English faster? When I talk with foreigners, with the first conversation, I talk very slowly and the remaining time I use for thinking. And with the second conversation, because I've been talking before, I feel natural and I speak more fluently. So, how can I be fluent like the second conversation when I'm having the first conversation? Thank you. Huang. I'm happy to answer this question, Huang. It can be difficult to fully explain how to think in a foreign language. That is because the explanation asks us to consider the relationship between thoughts and the language we use to express them. However, we can still notice what happens when we think in a foreign language. And we can compare it to times when we have to pause and translate from our native language. Consider what happens when you exchange simple greetings, questions, and answers in a foreign language. If someone asks you in English, "How are you today?" you can probably answer without pausing or translating from your native language. For example, you can quickly reply, "I'm fine, thank you, and how are you?" This example shows us the basic things we need for thinking in a foreign language. In this situation, you know all the words you need to say. You don't need to stop and think about the grammar. And you have heard and said these phrases so many times that your response is automatic. The reason the second conversation you talk about feels more natural is because you have already heard and used some of the vocabulary and grammar you need. So, for any subject you want to discuss, you will be able to think in English after you have learned and practiced what you need to say many times. Here are some suggestions for learning to think in English. Choose a subject you are interested in discussing. Then, imagine you are speaking with another person. How easily and quickly can your mind find the vocabulary and grammar you need? Note when you need to pause to find vocabulary or think about grammar. Next, learn the vocabulary and grammar and then practice using them several times. Repeat the words until they become automatic. If you can plan ahead and practice in your mind what you will likely talk about, then your first conversation might feel easier and similar to a second conversation. You can find more advice for thinking in English in our Education Tips article, Train Your Brain to Think in English. Keep in mind that to think in English, you need to read, listen to, and speak as much English as possible. This will help your mind use English more easily. For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? We'd like to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please include where you are from in your email, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.